Hello and welcome to the Realtor Rank Podcast, the podcast that ranks your favorite film franchises one movie at a time. I'm Devin Specht, and with me as always is my brother Dayton.
Hey, howdy, hey everybody.
And today we've merged with the Japanese Komitsu Corporation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're turning, we got a couple of cyborg ninjas, or robot ninjas hanging around. Just doing
are they cyborgs? What is the nature of Otomo? What is he, where does he fall in with God's plan for us?
Oh, he falls in corporate cost cutting and assassinations,
Three of them.
All three.
Identical, mass produced.
Gotta have spares,
Well, and all of them inside have a enough to charge to take out a whole building, I guess.
Yeah. As, that's weird.
South African Ollie North tells us.
He's British.
Okay, sorry. It's RoboCop 3.
Mm-hmm.
It's directed and I think written by Fred Decker?
No, well, it's written by Frank Miller returned and then got his, as far as I'm aware, got a screenplay butchered by Orion and then Fred Decker put his name on there too. Fred Decker directed one of my favoritest movies ever, The Monster Squad.
Oh.
Yeah. That doesn't show here, but yeah. It's just a fun thing to think about, yeah.
Yeah, this was released in 1993 and is, let's face it, the best television pilot for RoboCop that you could ever...
It is certainly worthy of that quality, yeah. We've fallen. How far we have tumbled.
I mean, and RoboCop 2 wasn't as good, but it was still solid.
It was
this
fun.
Just fell off a cliff. That Price is Right yodeler.
Yeah. This is a lot of things went wrong here.
Well, the RoboCop suit where we're supposed to put a RoboCop looks like chintzy shit.
It does. It doesn't look as good. And Peter Weller not returning. We have Robert Burke. Well, he wasn't interested, and that's fair. And they got a guy, Burke, and he does fine. He does as best he can. He does. I actually got to give him credit. He kind of looks like Peter Weller when they take the helmet off him.
Yeah, and his voice sounds a little bit different. But,
yeah.
Other than that.
Yeah.
He looks a lot like the guy from the Flash TV show, the 90s one.
Which one? Which guy?
The RoboCop. I forget his name, Burke. I think I don't know.
Okay.
It's a bad point.
Let's okay.
Move on.
I'll figure this out later because I have all those on DVD. I can find that guy.
No, he does. Like, he looks like the Flash.
Oh, like, I gotcha, yeah.
Yeah, they look a lot like, at least that was...
Oh, John Wesley Shipp?
Yeah, he looks like John Wesley Shipp. I forgot his
name. Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess he does, doesn't he?
Yeah, so this movie, it tones down a lot of the ultra-violence, which I think it tones down a lot of the dark humor.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is dark humor here. There's definitely some moments of comedy.
They're...
But it's just, it has this, it doesn't have a real identity. It doesn't... It doesn't know what it's trying to do, and it falls over itself in the process.
Yeah, I think I just needed more from the villains of the piece.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't understand their motivations.
Well, I don't understand what the fuck. So, basically, here's the deal. Remember that Delta City thing everybody was talking about? This big old dream of the old man's from RoboCop 2? They're still planning on doing it, and they got till Friday midnight to clean out all these motherfuckers from Cadillac Heights.
Otherwise, the bank will default on all of their
payments. They'll foreclose on OCP! They'll take the tower! Yeah.
I was like, how?
What's going on here?
How does that work?
Yeah, what exactly... Like the fact that it picks up. I like the fact that there are threads that they try to pick up. There's good ideas in here. They're just really poorly executed.
Yeah, well, let's just start with the movie, which begins on the CGI district of.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got a Delta commercial City for that. Delta City.
Yeah, Delta City's built in the CGI district of Gotham.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember that from Batman Forever? It fit right
It's,
in.
we found it. It's right
Yeah.
over there. And OCP has been bought out by the Komitsu
Corporation.
Corporation out of Japan. And I guess they're not really our primary antagonist, 'cause
Not
like
really. Like they're kind of more just a background. Even like if Rip
they're an
Torn is Darth
excuse.
Vader, then Mako is the Emperor.
They're an
Kinda.
excuse so that RoboCop can fight a new robot
That too, yeah.
who isn't actually a robot due to cost-cutting measures.
Well, he's more advanced, you see.
Because he's from Japan.
Yeah. Well, he
Yeah.
doesn't have any of that shiny shit all over him.
Yeah, they decided that they could make him mobile. And I was still just like, so is he a person? Are these triplets? What is the nature of Otomo? Doesn't
I
matter.
honestly probably just cyborgs. That's well, not cyborgs, but just robots, I would guess.
Just plain
Just
robot. Okay.
straightforward robot. That's again with no knowledge,
Yeah.
nothing given. That is my only assumption, that they're just straight off the line murder robots.
Yeah, and so the news is letting us know this, and again, it's still a crap sack world and all that. But yeah, they are. Well, we now have rehabs.
Yeah,
The rehab.
rehabilitative police or something. They're guys who are in gray uniforms, and they throw people out of their homes because, as previously mentioned, they got to get all the fucking people out of Cadillac
By
Heights by
Friday.
Friday midnight, okay? Or else the bank's coming a knocking.
The bank will foreclose on OCP, who's been bought by a Japanese company, and I don't know where the money comes in from building Delta City.
I don't know. Maybe it's just a contractual obligation. Like, that
We
was
can
just
just.
because maybe before the old man sold OCP, he was like, on his de on his
Oh, he
pre-murder bed.
dies.
He dies, and it possibly implied that Komitsu kills him.
Oh, actually, if you play the game Rogue City, he
Yeah.
dies of a heart attack.
Oh, okay. Right on. I like that. Well, I got the feeling from the
Yeah.
dialogue mentioned, because they were like, the old man was expendable too, So
Oh,
I
yeah.
got the impression that they killed him and replaced him with Rip Torn, whose name is two verbs.
It
There you go. There's your English lesson today, everybody. I'll be back next week.
is. Hey, thanks for listening on that bombshell. So yeah, there are the rehabs we see they're aggressively deporting people, like kicking them out of their homes.
Yeah. And throwing them into buses, tearing families apart and stuff. And we see this on the news, on our on the news break,
Yeah,
and
is the kids doing calculus? Our plucky girl hacker,
yeah, Nico.
Nico,
Nico, cousin Nico.
who has a bunch of really sick toys
Yeah,
for
those are cool.
RoboCop and Ed 209.
Yeah, she does. I actually think we had one of those.
Yeah, those are sick.
Those are
And
cool.
she's just like, Dad, is it true what they're saying about the news that they're gonna kick people out of our homes? And he's like, Hey,
No, that's just
this
you
is
don't have
our
to
home.
worry. You don't have to. We're never leaving. Nothing bad will ever happen as
And just then Miley Cyrus comes in.
Yeah.
Never hits the heart at all.
Oh man, yeah,
The
that place
everyday
gets
worlds.
wrecked.
Break me.
Yep.
Yeah, we see that he had burned his eviction notice, and I was still like, I don't think you can. Ah, oh, whatever. Fuck it.
Yeah.
It's okay. We got to go through a whole fucking whirlwind of events with Nico.
We gotta really invest in this kid.
You know, I miss the drug dealer.
I kind of did too. At least he had personality. At least there was like, and then nothing against, I didn't write down the kid's name. Nothing against child actress or nothing, but not necessary. I don't need
I mean,
fucking plucky hacker girl to.
did RoboCop need a short round?
Oh, of course he did. Come on, how are we gonna get the kids in here? And then we're gonna have a joke about suicides.
It's so fucking weird,
I know.
dude.
I kind of like that though. Like it just doesn't understand what it's trying to do. It's like a puppy trying to learn how to walk but falls over.
It's a PG-13 RoboCop movie and like a sequel to two horribly violent
Yeah,
RoboCop
super
movies.
violent RoboCop movies.
And then we have a plucky girl sidekick, and like, we'll get to it later, but we get like some real G.I. Joe shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, we the mass evictions are in progress. Our bad guy, Daggett?
McDaggett.
Oh, Mick Daggett, yeah, son of Daggett.
Son of, he's a child of Daggett, you see.
He's overlooking it, because apparently his qualifications are
British.
He looks good in the suit.
Looks good, yeah.
We could tell that the bad guys, because like they're in some real stormtrooper shit.
Yeah, you could say a lot about fascism, but they got style, man.
They know how to dress.
Yeah, see, so he's just dicking around with a megaphone. If I remember, it's a megaphone. He's just like, get in the fucking buses, you bums.
Yeah, like we're tearing down all of your, I guess, legally owned homes. I don't know, man.
Well, I thought fucking OCP bought it already, right?
Yeah, and I don't know why they would tear it down. What use does a torn down building, how does that stop you from defaulting against your loans?
Well, because if you don't start breaking ground on your project, bank's going to come in, man.
That's
they
want to
see
banks...
some progress. That's how banks, everybody in the world knows that this is how banks operate.
So yeah, they also get, you know, rough up homeless women, but it's not actually a homeless lady. She's got a bomb.
CCH Pounder.
Yeah. Bertha.
Amanda Waller.
Yeah. And she's part of the resistance, and she asserts herself by taking her own megaphone.
Well, she blows up a crane first. She has
a
bomb.
Poor bird.
It. Yeah. And blows that up. And then she's like, fight back. You know, all the stuff. She asserts herself. She gets the megaphone.
Yeah. And then Nico gets separated from her parents because,
you know, she's got to hang out with the resistance somehow.
Well, yeah. She somehow managed to slip away from all the buses and then goes through, walks around the burned out Detroit that they're trying to save. Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought Cadillac that was her house.
Oh, yeah, I guess it could be because they knocked it down.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought she went back to her house.
No, that makes sense, yeah. And she goes back to her house and then is picked up by the resistance because they're going to... And then they're like, hey, this resistance needs a six-year-old hacking sidekick.
we're going to utilize your skills, kid. Well, they don't know that at first. She just kind of... They find her because she gets chased by a rehab guy. And
it's like, you gotta quit.
We're gonna take you to Betty Ford right now. And,
they told me I should go to rehab, and I said, no.
Yeah. And so they pick her up, and then they're like, all right, we're gonna raid a police armory. You in on that, kid? And she's like, fuck yeah, guys.
I got this, like, pretty cool computer.
Yeah.
I can help with this. And with them as a lot of character actors.
Oh, man.
Like Steven Root is there.
Steven Root, Daniel Van Bargen is here. They're like that.
All the stars are here.
One thing I do like, you know, for all its faults, this movie does have a really good cast of character actors who we have all seen in multiple things.
They have a lot of character actors who are all trying their best in spite of the circumstances. This is
not great. This is not
And so, like, after knowing this lady for not a whole hell of a lot of time, she blows up a gate, and then there's an ED-209 there. And then they're freaking out, and the little girl reprograms it to be as
loyal as
a
puppy.
I
will be as loyal as a puppy. Right after she says she'll make it as loyal as a puppy.
That's a command that you could just give it.
Yeah, you get the USB port just right and hope it's not the HDMI. You can make it as loyal as a puppy.
And then it's like, oh well, I'll let you through. And then she uses it to blow up the doors to the armory because the key card doesn't work. And they steal some guns.
Yeah, they steal some guns. Don't take any ammunition. They just take the guns.
Just the guns, and not all the guns. No, just some that fits in a hand cart.
Oh, God.
feels like a lot of work for the payoff,
right?
You know, you would imagine that if you're gonna rob the armory, you go after
you take every I mean, to be fair, they do take the big fuck
jetpack.
Yeah,
it looks like expensive.
Yeah, take that because I like that line.
But yeah, the security guards show up, and then the ED-209 is reprogrammed to shoot at them, but not actually kill them. This is what I would consider to be G.I. Joe shit, where the car gets shot up.
We can't have this little girl be responsible for, 12 people's deaths.
And then, they all just parachute away.
Yep.
War is really nonviolent for G.I. Joe and Cobra.
Well, you know, you gotta make it fun somehow.
Yeah. And... oh, hey, by the way, it's a Christmas movie.
It's in my notes, because my first note after they find the jetpack, I was like, is it Christmas?
You know,
there's Christmas trees everywhere.
It's an unseasonably warm Christmas for Detroit.
Remember, the ozone's gone, so it's probably related to the climate.
You know what? I'll allow it.
That was my figure.
Yeah.
I was like... doesn't it snow in Michigan?
It's
in Michigan.
It's pretty fucking cold in Michigan.
But I thought,
always.
You know, with everything that they mentioned before, ozone layer's gone to shit, so on and so forth.
Yeah, well, it's like a cop diner, and a guy tries robbing it, and gets stopped by all the cops.
Yeah,
and
everybody
is legitimately funny.
Yeah, I liked that. It's really good.
And the guy's like, what's it like being a rocket scientist?
Uh-huh. And then they're like, whose turn is it? Not mine, not mine. Lewis, it's your turn. And we get Anne shows back up.
Yep. But Anne is here. But she can't arrest this guy because we got an armory robbery in progress. And they speed right by. And so it's a chase.
Mm-hmm. Yep, the chase is on. And Officer Lewis and two other guys are in hot pursuit. They're not gonna let those damn thieves get away with those unloaded guns.
they could hurt somebody with those, swing them at people.
They could use them as a club. That's not. Yeah.
They could. Hey, give us back our guns,
please. Yeah.
And one of the resistance guys is like, "Oh, watch this, kid."
Yeah, and I got a universal remote, and it truly is universal.
It turns all the traffic lights green.
Mm-hmm. You can tell he's kind of techie, too, because he's got one of those things in his ear with the
hearing
headset.
No,
that's how you know somebody's techie, if they can't hear shit.
They got a miracle ear. They're bionic. He's something of a RoboCop himself.
If we really broaden the term cyborg, if you have a pacemaker, does that make you a cyborg?
Fuck yeah.
Holy shit, that's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, not a particularly good one. Probably should pace yourself.
Come on, don't you get more strength or whatever and you're vulnerable to bullets? That's all I know. Cyborgs can do all kinds of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, same as if you have an artificial leg.
Yeah, or if you, get titanium implant, in your, titanium rod in your
leg
or something.
Yeah, Lex Luger is a part cyborg. He has a titanium forearm.
Yeah, look at Lex Luthor today. That guy screams cyborg.
That's funny. But, so the cops all crashed next to this asshole.
Yeah, he's fucking prick. Yeah, mm-hmm. Total fucking prick.
And but unfortunately, they're in splatterpunk territory.
Yeah.
They own this spiral garage.
This garage. It's their turf, you see. We can't. It reminded me of the Gangs of New York, but Escape from New York, where they got the fucking... just people coming out of the shadows. That's what it reminded me of.
Because the splatterpunks themselves reminded me of people that would be voted off the Warriors for being too silly.
I know, right? Who the fuck? Why are you wearing, this is another one of those where, the future has the worst fashion ever. Because some guy wears, a jacket that's, made of clear plastic.
Yeah, he's wearing like Patrick Bateman's kill suit.
Yeah, like, why? And all of them have shitty teeth and long,
Yeah.
like, not glowy mohawks, but colorful mohawks, and yeah. But apparently they're serious business, because when they realize they're in splatterpunk territory, everybody's like, "All right, get everybody get locked and loaded. This guy, we're in for it now." And that's when the
Yeah.
asshole guy gets shot.
Yeah, like damn near off screen. Like
Yeah.
nobody really gets like he gets like the most muted death out of anybody, because like,
Well, we hear like
RoboCop
a
people get
phew, and then
yeah.
it's just like, "Oh, there's blood on my shirt. My misogyny has killed me." And
Oh, curses.
it's, yeah.
But yeah. Hey, what's that? It's RoboCop. It only took him
16
however.
minutes to show up. Hooray! Because
Yeah.
RoboCop chases after the van that CCH Pounder and the kid and the armory thieves, rebels, I guess I'll call them, got in. But then he gets a call from Murphy. And actually, I will say, cool shot with the visor
Yeah.
right then. Cool shot. So I will give a thumbs up there. And he immediately turns to go help Anne and the other officers deal with
Oh, he
the
does
guys.
more than that. He can't just do
Oh, that's
that.
true. Yeah, he drives the police car off the top of the parking
The
garage.
spiral, yeah, the spiral parking garage. He ramps it so that he lands in front of Lewis. Then he has a robot arm now that's part gun, like he has a gun attachment.
Yeah.
And then he shoots the roof of his own car so that he can get out of the car
Murphy, this
and
is a little
shoot.
extra.
I was like,
He's got a weird thing about not going through doors. He does the same thing at the hotel later.
I think it's because they just can't, like, they never got the suit right. It is like he looks so awkward getting out of this car.
Well, yeah, he looks like a jerk off when he gets out of the car. Like,
He's like,
he also, I don't know, he just can't turn a fucking doorknob to save his life.
he, like, but like, yeah, the entire idea of him shooting the fucking roof of his own car.
Yeah, that was a bit much.
I was like, what was the purpose of that, RoboCop?
Fuck
It's
yeah, he
your
already wrecked
car.
it. He already wrecked it, so can't break it more.
Well, yeah, but it was like you could have drove to the splatter, but
No,
there
that's
was.
not nearly. He has to make a statement. Part of being a robo-o-cop means you gotta make a statement.
Because, like, you would do that, and then you'd land in between them if, like, the splatterpunks were on one end and the officers were on the other, and you needed to create some distance. But that's not what's happened here. They are so far away. Yeah, but anyway, he shoots a lot of them,
Yeah.
and then they're like, hey, let's,
Let's run into this abandoned store and like light him on fire,
Oh
right?
yeah, they catch him ablaze because they have nothing but Molotov cocktails. And for being high on presumably nuke,
Yeah,
it's never
let's
mentioned.
it's never
But
mentioned, but we can assume.
you know what? I want to keep that continuity.
Yeah, why not? Let's do that. Yeah, all right. We'll work with what we got. Yeah, they're high on nuke. They're nuked up.
So for being nuked up, they have a brilliant idea to shoot him in the mouth.
Yeah. Actually, that's not a terrible. Why don't anybody with Batman ever think about that? Stab him in the face.
Yeah, he's only got one of those.
it's the most exposed part of his entire body.
Oh, and I do gotta say, they do a whole extended fire stunt with RoboCop, and I
Yeah.
like fire stunts, especially with like a guy in a RoboCop suit. So, good job there. But
Yeah,
yeah, he
yeah.
puts himself out and then looks like a cartoon that's been caught in an explosion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
He's covered in soot.
Yeah.
He's like he was holding a stick of dynamite for Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah, exactly. And he gets, and then he like captures them. And yeah, the day is saved, I
Yep.
suppose.
Yeah, the evening has been recovered.
Though not really, because the armory people get away.
Yeah,
But
they got their weapons.
yeah, so he's driving with Lewis. Lewis is taking point, and he's just like watching all the people get deported. And it's just like, are we the bad guys? Or...
Well, I guess the rehabs are the bad guys.
Yeah, I know, but they're like part. They're in a nebulous part where they say they're part of the police force, but then they like recruit in the police force.
Well, they try to recruit in the police force, and
Yeah.
police don't go for it. So
No.
I think what it is like, here's something that I do kind of like wish this was played up more in this is it feels like by this one, so many people have just gotten just fucking burned and are so done with OCP. And I really like that. You know what I mean? Where everybody just,
Yeah.
they're like, a lot of people are just so fucking fed up with it that they're just not playing ball anymore.
Well, and also that OCP like has just fallen so far,
Yeah.
where they're like omnipresent.
Yeah, they were once like this huge like force, but now they've been co-opted by Katsumitsu and yeah. So, but no, that like again, in some good ideas, and I just wish that was played up for a bit more because it does seem like
Yeah.
everybody's just like, fuck this shit. We're not gonna do that, you know?
But yeah, he drives by and it's affecting him, and he also sees the kid, and I was like, oh my God, it's its own Mass Effect 3 kid. The third
Oh,
installment,
yeah.
you get a kid that you have to latch on
Yeah,
to,
Nico's
because
the
I,
catalyst.
you know, it felt that way. And when I was at this point, because I don't remember, I know I watched this movie as a kid,
No, I did too.
and
There was so much shit where I was like, oh, hey, wow. Yeah,
but
that's a thing. Yeah.
that like when pressed, the only thing that I could remember was like
The
he has a
jetpack?
jetpack
That's the
and the
only thing I
Japanese
remember.
cyborgs.
I didn't even remember the cyborgs. Like I remembered them once I saw them again. I was like, "Oh shit, it's the okay," because I thought they were in a totally different movie. You know what I
Yeah,
mean? Like it's
and
when you watch it when you're young and you just kind of like fuse things together when you don't ever return to them. Because I'm sure I watched this a few times when I was younger, but I mean it's been forever since I've seen this again, you know?
But yeah, the now we get the Japanese in Rip Torn, who is credited only as the CEO. Once you become the head of OCP, you
You
lose
lose
your
your name.
identity.
Yeah, you have to represent OCP in all ways.
You are OCP.
Yeah.
And yeah, he gives out the score that he'll be ruined by Friday, which just feels like it could be its own movie. Like, yeah,
Honestly, yeah.
if we don't get this bake sale off the ground by
Yeah.
Friday, we'll be
If
ruined.
we don't sell every gallon of lemonade, they're gonna take the tower.
We'll lose the community arts center. How will we ever dance?
Holy shit, guys.
It's just like, but aren't you bought by the
Yeah.
Komitsu
Aren't
Corporation?
they
Isn't that
like,
their problem?
you shouldn't? Ah, whatever. It's like.
Yeah, so the Japanese are like, okay, well, let's bring out Otomo, and like they go, but he's never been tested in this kind of an urban environment. Like, bring out Otomo, and you'll notice that there's one Otomo with a sword,
Yeah.
not three.
All three have swords.
No, I know, but like when they eventually show up and there's two of them at the end, I'm like, there, wait a minute, there's three of them?
Well, you know, gotta have that surprise, you know.
Oh, because it's three. It's the third movie. You gotta have three bad
Oh,
guys.
that's
This
true,
is
yeah.
well-worn ground. Spider-Man 3, three bad guys.
Yeah. Batman 3.
Two bad guys. Fuck.
It fell apart, didn't
Yeah.
it?
We also get Fleck.
Yeah, fucking Josh Lyman is here playing like Bradley Whitford. Love that guy. He plays an incredible bastard.
He
Every
is
he's a
great at this
he's
and
awesome at that.
probably should have been in the movie more, if not been the CEO of OCP. But
Yeah.
no, he's just in charge of the securities division, right under Johnson. He's still, but he's back.
Yep, he's in all
He's
three of
happy to be
these.
here.
Yeah, he's happy to be alive.
But yeah, he wants answers with the robot cop, as RoboCop's in for repairs. And he's just like, Dr. Lazarus, I want answers. And I
Yeah,
was like,
she's
at
like, by
first,
Grabthar's hammer, you shall be avenged.
at first, I thought he was making a joke,
Oh, no.
like that her name was Dr. Lazarus and that it was like a highbrow joke. No, her name is legitimately Dr. Lazarus. She has
It
a
is
doctorate.
Dr. Marie Lazarus. So, there you go. She's a little on the nose
Dr.
there, guys.
Lazarus sounds like a really shitty comic book character.
I don't know. It could be cool. It depends. I mean, you know.
I mean, yeah.
I could get behind like a Dr. Lazarus, like sorcerer, awesome. You know, like that's fine.
No. He's Dr. Lazarus. He's the immortal man, Dr. Lazarus.
Okay. You're kind of selling me on that. I could buy that.
He's, you know. He can't die, and every time he does, he comes back to life, but his personality's a little bit different.
Like Doctor Who?
Yeah, or like, I was going for a Ra's al Ghul thing there, but yeah.
Well, if he was like Ra's al Ghul, every time he came back, he'd be crazier and crazier.
Yeah, but like, it's nothing with the bath or whatever, but you know, like Dr. Lazarus.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, when I first heard Dr. Lazarus, that was my first thought. I was like, by Grabsar's hammer, you shall be avenged.
It's just...
And she gets a hammer later in the movie.
She does.
But huh. Yeah, so Flex shows up to the police HQ where it's, you know, chaos and mayhem as usual. You know, nothing's changed.
And, no, it's... Well, except for the whole layout of the police station. That's changed.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And part of that, I looked it up, it's because the movie was made in Atlanta, and they used buildings that were going to be torn down before the Summer Games in 96.
Nice. Well, win-win.
But that's why, if you're like, why does everything look so different? Mm-hmm. It's not Dallas. The other two movies were done in Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, the... is like, just, you know what this problem is? We need to erase all of RoboCop's emotions.
Mm-hmm. Those pesky... Well, because Josh Lyman's like, why did he...
Sorry.
You're good. Josh Lyman's like, why did he... you know, he should have been chasing after the rebels. And Dr. Lazarus like, he made a judgment call. And I was like, he's a fucking robot. He doesn't make a judgment call. Wipe his memories. And then... Dr. Lazarus' assistant is like, well, we could put the little blocker in so it stops him from something.
Feeling feelings?
Yeah, doing one of them. And Flex like, that sounds like a great idea. Get on it.
Yeah, it's a neuro barrier. Is
That's
what
it,
I,
yeah.
It's a little chip. And yeah, they're talking about like how they... might have done that, you know, like, oh, it looks like we did that, and no, they didn't. This is a dead end. It goes nowhere.
No, I mean, it really just gives Bradley Whitford something to do and bitch about at Dr. Laz. Like, it gives him a reason to show up and for us to see RoboCop without his helmet.
You know? Yeah, but
because like Dr. Lazarus and like all them, they're on the up and up. They're not taking orders as good as anybody was before.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. And, yeah, they're like, okay, well, we had rebel activities, so go investigate. I love that they call them rebels,
I know,
too.
It's like, they're not, I mean, I guess the authority of OCP, since they own the town, they're rebels, but...
It just feels weird calling them rebels.
It does feel weird, like, rebel scum.
Yeah, like, I get it. I get what you're going for here.
Well, maybe the resistance is, but I don't know. But even resistance is like, feels a bit much.
It just feels like the cops would call them like, you know,
jerk offs,
hippies. We got, you know, protesters. They probably use some, you know, rebels seems like it gives them, or resistance feels like it gives them more.
Well,
like,
yeah,
agency.
Like they're like. Because they're really just fighting against OCP. It's not like they're like fighting against the fuck. They're not even fighting against the local government. Like it's like OCP is really like, you know, where they're at. But yeah, rebels seems a bit much. But rebels is what I'll use. So they're
the sergeant's the same guy, the same sergeant from before. Reed, man.
I can't. I don't remember the actor's name, but he's great. I like him.
Yeah, RoboCop comes in. He looks all like. He seems like he's much less
much
emotional.
Colder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He sees all the, like, these are potential like resistance spots or rebel spots.
Yeah, these are
like,
rebel strongholds across town.
I was like, what? What is this, like a video game? You know where they all are, but you just neglected to do
it? Well, yeah, you never played Far Cry Detroit?
And it's like, here you go. And, like, And then RoboCop recognizes the church and is like, we drove right past it. How could we have been so foolish?
God. This place disguised as a church.
And he uses his data spike and he spikes in and he's like, I'm going to suck up all the information about about the rebels. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Done.
Got it. Now, come on, Lewis, let's go investigate a church. It's your day off, isn't it? You're 50 years away from retirement.
She is. She's, yeah. She's so far away. Meanwhile, Doc Lazarus smashes the chip. Like, because it's like, yeah, we didn't put it in the chip.
Yeah, fuck Bradley Whitford. We're not doing what he says.
Yeah, we're not going to do another RoboCop's been hacked bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing, is that there really isn't... Again, if it was written better, but it just doesn't feel like there's a lot of narrative places that RoboCop can go, you know, as a character. Like, what is he going to do, reconnect with his family?
Yeah, because they shut the door on that.
Yeah, pretty hard, you know?
And, like, oh, do we give him human rights? Or, like, I get...
I mean, that in itself is an interesting question. Like, is he human? What do we, you know? But I guess Fleck has a point where he's like, no, he literally is legally declared dead. He is a priority OCP. He's going to have to lawyer up if he wants to get out of this shit. Did I even pay him? Probably not.
No. I mean, what do you pay him in? He doesn't have a home. Baby he has food. A chair.
Well, that's enough, you know.
He doesn't even get to recline because I don't think he could get up if he could.
I don't think he cares either. He's like, that's so amusing to me. His home is a hall of justice, Devin.
His home's the Metro Police Station. He's almost literally always on the job.
It's true. Yeah.
They feed him paste.
They do. They feed him baby food and plug him into the wall.
Yeah, if their AC adapter doesn't work. But yeah, so they go and investigate the church and realize it's just refugees.
Mm, people just hiding away from the rehabs. And when they... when they walk out, they see McDaggett and a whole bunch of those, you know, shitty gray-suited dickwads. And he's like, give me all those people and I'll let you walk away. And fucking RoboCop and Lewis are like, you eat shit and die, you limey fuck. They don't,
yeah. Well, they're like, there's a bunch of people in there. This is a police matter. And they're like, yeah, we don't care if we don't. We won't get paid Friday if we don't get these people out of this church.
What do you not understand? If there are people in Cadillac Heights, the bank will foreclose and everything that we have worked for will go kaput.
Somehow Delta City will make money.
Yeah, somehow, some way, this is going to work, according to someone's insane brain.
And, so, yeah, they, like, hey, get away from them. And RoboCop can't shoot. It says an OCP employee, but that was never his directive. It said an OCP executive.
Exactly. Well, also, I guess this is just because between movies they must have put... Because before, remember the last one, he got rid of all the...
He didn't have it, yeah.
Like, he could shoot people that were pre-warp travel. But now...
Yeah, now they put the four directives back in him. Yeah. North, so he, south, east, and west.
Yeah. So he doesn't know where he can shoot. But Lewis, unfortunately, eats lead.
Yeah, well, because she didn't wear armor because she's off duty.
Yeah.
Had she worn that armor, though.
Yeah, if she had worn that armor, she'd be completely safe.
Yeah, so Lewis gets got. Mm-hmm. Not Lewis.
No, well, I mean, it is kind of a bummer because, you know, she's, you know, solid character, and I did like her throughout the movies, but it's just, you know, it is very obviously Nancy Allen wanted to not be in this movie, so they wrote her out.
If we didn't get Nancy Allen scenes done by Friday,
she's not going to be in the movie. She's going to foreclose on the production.
RoboCop carries her into the church, and she's like, get him.
Mm-hmm. And get up, Murphy.
They all have to escape through the altar of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's one of them hidden altar tunnels. What?
Also, RoboCop gets hit by a fucking grenade.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He gets hit in the chest with a grenade.
Yeah, because, you know, dents him up.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's, you know, loses his efficiency.
Yeah, his efficiency starts to go drop pretty quickly.
Yeah, and so he escapes, and they're like, oh, we can't have him. He's a cop. And the kid's like, he's a robot cop.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that doesn't change our initial...
Just because you added something before the thing doesn't change the thing after it. He's
yeah, he's that's still what that is.
Yeah, he's, you know. But they finally agree, and he joins them down in the sewers.
Stumbles in and falls into poo gas.
Does he? He gets a face full of poo water.
And some nasty Detroit poo water.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Bathe yourself on the shores of Lake Michigan.
Delicious. So they have to carry him into their the rebel base.
Yeah. Well, and then they remove the tracking chip.
Yeah.
Because Norbert and McDaggett like they're underground.
Yeah.
Clever girl. And like, no shit. Where do you think they would have got
exactly.
The moon? You had the church surrounded.
Right. Like, good God, I thought you were supposed to be somewhat intelligent, McDaggett. But yeah, so they, Dan Van Bargen takes the chip and he's like, don't worry, I rigged that manhole cover to explode. So he throws the thing down a ways and then they try to open the manhole cover and it goes kablooey.
Yeah, and then like, yeah, we got him, now we gotta keep moving.
Ah, thank God RoboCop's been destroyed by that nominal blast.
Yeah, it just felt like...
like, fuck it, shrug, given, problem's over.
Yeah, I was like, given the what we've seen RoboCop go through before, mm-hmm. wouldn't it have, like, a hit like that, wouldn't that have obliterated fucking Lewis?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, I've just seen him shrug off things a little bit easier. I don't know. It's because the RoboCop shoot is expensive, and we need other things for this movie to do, so mm-hmm. we don't have to keep him in the movie.
Exactly. It costs a lot to paint that stuff.
But yeah. So yeah, RoboCop is wrecked. Mm-hmm. And now they've OCP have framed RoboCop.
Yeah, they blamed him for what?
I love the reenactment that they have with RoboCop's foot next to the nun that's like terrified.
Oh yeah. That was funny. It's like he's a killer. He's on the loose. It was a loose cannon cop who's killing with no rules. And, so OCP's just, like, they're framing him for that, and then Fleck and Johnson go to the CEO, and as they're on their way to see the CEO, this is when we get a little bit of that black comedy, because I guess they're doing layoffs at OCP.
Well, yeah, it's like, they said, like, oh, it's the fall of Rome out here.
Yeah.
It's the survival of the least expendable.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, one guy just jumps, like, people are just falling off the building.
Yeah, one guy just jumps out of the window while his wife is pleading with him, saying it's not so bad, we can make it work. And then we see Otobo walk out of the limo. It's dark, but I laughed, I won't lie.
Yeah, no, I did too. And even a little later, Flex just like, yeah, not for me. Mm-hmm. I prefer the pistol option.
Yep.
Less showy.
Yeah. God, Bradley Whitford's great. I love that guy. He, like, incredible range. Like, I love him from The West Wing, of course. But, man, if you've seen him in, like, it's not Happy Gilmore. Billy Madison. He's the bad guy in Billy Madison. He's in so much stuff. He's great.
Cabin in the Woods.
Cabin in the Woods. Oh, my God, yeah. Get Out, right? Isn't he in Get Out? He plays the dad in Get Out, if I remember.
Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah, I just, I wish he was in this movie for more, because, yeah, mm-hmm. he goes into Otomo, but he eventually gets fired.
Yeah, like, he goes in, and, like, Rip Torn's like, everything's going to shit, you're fired! And he's like, go, and then he pulls out a gun, and...
Yeah, and then, like, he leaves, and you hear a gunshot.
Mm-hmm. Such is the end of Mr. Fleck.
He had no savings. He was living on the edge.
He was living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, it's for the head of a security division, straight, like, hand to mouth.
Yeah. It is, like, he was just such an enjoyable piece of shit to watch, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and it's just, So weird because he's just such an antagonist force that like doesn't pay off.
Exactly. It's kind of it's kind of jarring almost.
Well,
Like,
yeah, he's just like he's gone.
yeah. Like, no, he really shot himself. He's no more.
Yeah, he's just not in this movie, and there's still like an hour of this movie. Like, yeah, Otomo has made it though. He's gonna start investigating.
Seeing
super
what the hell
slowly.
So what the hell is going on? Because clock's ticking. Friday midnight, people.
Yeah, I mean, who knows what will happen to the Komitsu Corporation?
Yeah, the bank's going to foreclose on them.
The bank's going to foreclose on the whole planet.
Or the bank's going to foreclose on Japan.
Yeah, so meanwhile, at the rebel base, they're like, oh man, RoboCop's really complicated to repair.
Well, the one guy's like, I'm more of a mechanic. I've never had to fix a fucking cyborg before.
And they're like, oh, you got to get Dr. Lazarus. You got to find it.
You go find Dr. Lazarus. She's in the pit.
Yeah, she's taking a bath.
Yeah. So Nico goes to the police station and she kind of, you know, bobs.
Just walks right into the RoboCop.
Yeah, to the back area where they keep the RoboCop. And she's like,
I'm a friend of RoboCop's. He wanted me to get, yeah, to
give
tell
you
that
message.
He's in trouble and needs your help. Thank you for not blocking his emotions. And she's like, oh man, we're going to be a duo, aren't we?
We're going to be, we're going to be a pair, huh?
Yep.
And they do.
Yeah. Then it's like, okay. Cause yeah, this, you know, let's just go with this whole thing. Cause we know how it's going to go.
Yeah.
So then they get all the parts for RoboCop and then they repair RoboCop and it takes way too long.
It takes a hot minute. I mean, it's kind of funny cause you do kind of like, it was in the first one, right? Where they did that or they do
yeah.
the second one.
It's like, yeah, we're just shutting off RoboCop and then, I mean, they do the second, in the second one, they're disassembling RoboCop and we see it through
That's
his
true too.
POV.
Yeah. So I guess it's like, I do like that it kind of has that recurring bit, but yeah, it just drags on forever because we get it. It takes, like, you got to find a heart. No, that's a Yamaha. Can't have a Yamaha. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Oh my God. And they, yeah, they repair him. And then they also, you know, oh, hey, is that a jetpack? This jetpack works as compatible with RoboCop.
Yeah. See, the thing about the jetpack is it'll charge him just as much as he charges it.
That doesn't make any sense.
That makes no sense, but she designed it, so it makes sense.
Yeah, that OCP scrapped it, even though it was, like, so close to working. And,
even though it pretty much works. They didn't think they could make toys of it, I guess.
Well, they didn't think that RoboCop, you know, he already had a car.
Yeah, yeah. Why does he need to be airborne?
What exactly does putting a jetpack on RoboCop do? And I mean, I guess the movie agrees because by the time he gets done with the jetpack, he like takes it off and then he has to put it back on.
Right.
So it's not like it's
not super easy to use. You know? It really does. It really is like a full on like accessory.
Yes,
like, it's literally in the most like. Yeah,
he is
like an
RoboCop
action figure.
Is full of excessive, like even his gun hand.
Yeah, that's true. It's a movie made to make toys, kind of.
Which is weird because it's RoboCop.
But I mean, I get it though.
I get
like,
it? Yeah.
He looks like he just looks so fucking rad. I mean, I wanted a RoboCop action figure.
I still do.
Of course.
But yeah. So that's all what's happening to RoboCop. Now we can talk about literally everything else.
Yeah, that's pretty much that bit.
That's like a whole 20 minutes of RoboCop up until he decides to go after McDaggett.
Yeah. And he deletes Directive 4 while he's at it.
Oh, yeah. Because that was...
Well, it was holding him back the whole time.
I guess before, yeah, if he had no directives, he had no incentive to uphold the law or protect the innocent.
Which is weird. It's like, he did that without those directives, but whatever.
Yeah, they do that. Otomo is investigating silently. He goes back to under the church and kills some dudes with his karate.
Yeah.
And his sword that's so sharp it cuts through everything. and they finds a transparency, like an overhead projector transparency that has a line on it.
Yeah, and he's like, this guy has to mean something. So he has to go into like a gas station, and he like basically
steals a map.
Steals
Yeah,
a
he
map.
robs them.
Is like, really? Like, OCP doesn't have a fucking map anywhere in
It's just,
Detroit?
like you couldn't pay him for the map.
I couldn't pay him. Like, nobody has one of those just around. Oh,
See,
Jesus.
you know, normally when bad guys do this, they're not like funded bad guys or whatever, because he's like, you gotta pay for that map, and then he just cuts down that guy's sign.
Yeah, and then just walks away. Doesn't hurt the guy. He's just like, stop bothering me. I just wanted the map, bro.
Oh, yeah, the other thing that happens with Otomo is that he gets hit in the face with a lead pipe, and then he turns into a creepy
Oh yeah, I
face.
did like that. I liked where they had the effect of like him having to fix his jaw.
Which I think is the same one that we'll see a little bit later. I think they use that same mask
I
in
do too,
both because
yeah.
they mess up the one guy, the one's face. Okay, well that's him. He's gonna take forever with this map and
Yeah,
like
he's
figuring
really
out what the lines
he's
mean.
gonna be putting that fucking thing over every part of that map till it makes sense.
Yeah, you know, normally you have something that makes sure it lines up, because if it's a grid system, it's pretty sit,
Yeah.
you could make it work
Or just have
anywhere.
something that has like a landmark so you know this is where you need to
Yeah.
put the lay the
You
whatever.
normally you have something, and if you got the right scale of map, what if they weren't using that? What if their maps were a bit more blown up, or that could really throw off your the fuck it.
No wonder it takes Otomo forever because he's spending all this time trying to figure out his fucking shit out.
It's just a straight line.
He's just like, he's a really bad detective. He's like,
Oh man. Oh yeah, and Nico talks to RoboCop and like, yeah, meet back up with my parents. And RoboCop scans his databases and just like fucking
they're
orphan.
fucking dead. You're never gonna see him again, bud.
They got onto the bus and died.
Yeah, they're up in a farm upstate.
Yeah, which also made me think, like, did they just do that with all the people they're
I don't
rehabbing?
know. I don't know. I maybe. I guess. I wouldn't put
Who's
it
gonna live
past
in?
OCP.
Yeah, who's gonna live in Delta City? I don't
Not those
know.
people.
Not them. They're not living anywhere.
Their living days are over.
They're hella dead.
It's like that's what RoboCop says to Nico. They're hella dead, kid.
Yeah, oh God. Oof.
Oof. Hope you remember having parents, 'cause you don't now.
Yeah, she's a homeless orphan.
But
Orphans don't
she's
have any
got
parents.
Moxie, and that
Yeah.
counts for something.
She can hack an ED-209.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Some way.
So, okay, RoboCop, now we're back to him. He's like, I know where I gotta go. I gotta go kick down the door and ask where McStreamy and McDreamy is.
Yeah. Well, what does he do? Because he also
'Cause goes to the
remembers.
station
Well,
and
he remembers Anne, and like he remembers what
oh
Anne said.
yeah, he has like a whole fucking sequence where he goes into like a trippy Tron
Yeah.
thing and he sees all the women in his life morph into one another.
It's like, what is the point of this? This is really weird.
Yeah,
Like he sees
RoboCop
his
has an
wife,
acid dream.
then she transforms into Anne, and then Anne transforms into Dr. Lazarus.
Does that mean like you have feelings for Dr. Lazarus?
Or
No.
he just registers that that's a lady that is present in his area. I don't know.
RoboCop is a misogynist. RoboCop needs more female friends.
Yeah, that's probably better.
Anyway, it's all women are the same.
I don't
Yeah,
even
so
think that's where that was going, but whatever.
I don't know where it's going.
I think it
It's
was
like,
just weird to be weird. That's what I think it was.
yeah. So yeah, and then he goes back to the station because he hears "get them," and then he's like, "Oh, Anne said that once."
Yeah. It's like, you remember when you hear somebody just casually say something and it puts you in a whole like flashback? He has one of those moments. I like the fact that his memories are recorded. I think that's pretty cool.
And yeah, he like goes into the station like, I'm looking for McDaggett, and they're like, oh, he doesn't go here anymore.
Yeah,
He goes
he
to this
fucked
seedy
off.
motel.
He goes to the Scoville Motel.
It's a yeah, it's
It's real
unfortunately
hot.
he has to pay for it by the hour.
He has to, yeah, he's paying pay for it by the minute.
Yeah. Because, oh, and also, while this was happening, Stephen Root, who was Koontz, was like, I don't know if I want to be have a home and be in the resistance
Yeah,
anymore.
I don't. I'm tired of rebelling. Will you give me $45 cash? Because that's what it looks like McTaggart has on him.
It's all ones.
Yeah,
It's the budget for the day.
It's like I was going to spend this on some of these fine call girls, but I guess I could give you $35.
If the tips are good, and he's like, I gave you the tip the last time, and I'm like, I
Why?
don't curse your sudden but unprepared betrayal.
Yeah, you're sudden, but I guess betrayal. Because
Like,
he showed no, like, you know, because sometimes you get a little hint here and there that, like, oh, maybe he's a prick, but no,
no,
not
like the only
really.
thing he said was like, I don't know if we should be doing this anymore. And the one guy, the cat, was like, hey, I don't want any quitter talk. And that's it. And he's like, I guess I'm gonna set you all up to. And you know what's even weirder? So like when he finally does get to the betrayal part of it, he's just like, we're all just gonna stay here.
Yeah, that was fucking
What
stupid
are
too.
you
What
why?
was
They're
Why are you even there? Stay out of it.
And then he dies, and I'm like, well, yeah, obviously. He decided to stick everyone up while a raid was in progress. Like, they were already going to raid him.
Yeah.
What's the point of revealing yourself as a betrayer and holding everyone at gunpoint?
Don't make this any more difficult than it has to be. What? It's like.
So why are you making this more difficult than it has to be?
Literally just, wow, what the fuck,
The
Stephen
cops are
Root?
30 seconds away from raiding this building.
Yeah, you could have just stayed outside.
Could have gone anywhere. You could have stayed in the glorious Scoville Hotel.
You could have
Home.
been you could you could have been face first into call girl hoo-ha, but no, you had to go and stick up your friends.
And reveal yourself as the traitor.
You fucking Judas, Stephen Root.
It was me, huh?
Ha!
Yeah,
Yeah.
so RoboCop though shows up to the hotel, and there's these rehabs that are being really pushy to this like wannabe prostitute,
I guess. I
because
got.
he's like, I'm just here because my dad's sick and he needs the money, and I'm like,
He could get like a.
this
You can get like a job after school or something. You have to immediately pivot to
it's like
it's
you look
like the job market in Detroit's real
like
bad.
there's like a
Nobody's hiring.
Well, OCP's out. It's like OCP or nothing. The only people we ever see are people that are
That's
like
true. That's
on
true.
nuke,
Well, I
or
guess
they own a mom and pop shop.
or they run a hotel that's chock full of hookers.
It's just like, you know, that's the A plan is if the A plan is hooking, that's yeah. And then he shoots it, like shoots the two guys, and they're like, well, her dad's still sick, RoboCop.
Yeah, I don't know. Take the money off their bodies, I guess. That's the best I can do for you.
Yeah, loot their bodies, and yeah, so he gets to Daggett's room, but Daggett escapes. Oh yeah, because he jumps out of a fucking window onto an awning.
And then onto the street, like feet first onto the street. Like you broke some toes there, bud.
No, he's fine. He Indiana Jonesed it, and then you know his own personal short round comes in.
Oh yeah, he
Yeah.
has his own little like sidekick dweeb.
Yeah, and then they strap him into the back of the van, and he gets his grenade launcher, you know, the one that he needs for evicting people from their homes.
Yeah, this is my eviction grenade launcher. It fires eviction grenades when I fire this, people evict from life or the property.
Yeah, but they only work till Friday. After Friday,
Yeah,
the bank
midnight
foreclose
is
on the grenades.
yeah, the little bank will take my grenades.
Like, oh my God.
But
So
RoboCop gets to take a Bitmobile. That was I like
RoboCop has,
this. I actually really like this. This is funny.
Yeah, like I'm commandeering your vehicle. And
Yeah,
he's like,
it's a
what the hell did you
Bitmobile.
say? And he looks over and it's RoboCop
Oh,
and he's
hi,
like,
officer, here, you can take it.
yeah, and then they get into a car chase, and Daggett after shooting a bunch of grenades, decides to Assassin's Creed him and throws the money at some hockey kids playing hockey in the street.
Yeah, you know.
'Cause yeah, it's like car, game off,
Yeah.
cash, game
Yeah,
on.
it's like 1:30 at night. There you go, you
Yeah,
know.
it's the middle of the night,
It's like
Christmas.
it's a long game going, you know.
It's just, street hockey is the only thing you have left. And yeah, oh, Bertha's okay, this is when
Oh
Koontz
yeah.
betrays and Bertha's shot.
Yeah, CCH Pounder dies.
And also Koontz gets killed. And they're like, "Oh, well, now we don't have to pay him."
So
And I'm
now you get
like,
to keep my $35.
well, I threw it at the hockey kids, so
Oh no. They're gonna tear each
yeah.
other apart.
Oh, look, singles. That's okay. He snuck in a $2 bill.
Yeah.
That's
Ha-ha!
a favorite of grandfathers everywhere. I think
Yeah.
the bank only keeps them if you're a great, like, you can't ask for a $2 bill. They're gonna ask to see your grandchildren.
That's not true.
Yeah, they'll just be like, "Yes, I'd like that all in $2 bills." And they're like, "Sir, you're too young to be a grandfather."
You still see him around.
No, I know you do, but the only place you ever receive them is from grand. Like, have you ever gotten one?
Yeah.
Like, from not grandpa?
Yeah.
Well, fuck. Anyway, they're determined now. As Rip Torn's like, "Hey, maybe we've gone a little too far with this taking the heights. We got a resistance force."
There's a rebellion in Detroit. We weren't expecting this. You only just mass murder people and evict them from their homes. They can only take so much. You don't expect a full-blown
And
resistance.
I was like, "No, we're taking the heights. Give me money so that I can bribe the cops for taking extra shifts to
Yeah.
evict people from their
Give me
homes."
35 more dollars, Rip Torn.
Yeah, so they come in like, "Yeah, we'd like your cops to help be thugs," and the cops all quit.
Yeah, they're all like, "Fuck you, jerk offs," and they all leave. And then,
They
and Johnson's like,
dramatically throw their badges
"Yeah,"
at their feet.
and Johnson's like, "You're all remember risking your pensions. You're did yeah." He's completely like, "This is not something he they
"You're
could
ruining your
expect from me."
financial security."
Yeah, I really like that moment. I like the, again. There's good bits in here
Yeah, I just.
sometimes. It's just a stronger narrative would have been so nice, you know.
This
Like, of
just
course it
needed.
would, but you know what I mean? Just to tie it together.
Yeah, I think you could make this good.
Like I said, there's good. It's a lot of it's the execution, but there are some really good, solid ideas in here, and some really good follow through. Not all the time, but like if it stuck the landing in that sense, where like you know, it's like the people of Detroit have had enough, the cops have had enough. Fuck you, OCP. We're just not doing what you say anymore. How could you fuck with us if we all don't show up to work? You know?
Well, OCP, undeterred, just decides to hire goons.
Yeah, they hire the
Like,
splatterpunks.
they hired a bunch of street toughs.
Well, they're the
Yeah.
splatterpunks from before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because they didn't all die, because
Yeah.
this isn't that kind of movie.
Yeah. So they're able to, because there is that funny moment. I did that did make me laugh. One of the splatterpunks has this huge mohawk and he's trying to put a helmet on.
Yeah, because they're all like, "Yeah, here's your equipment." Because they're like, "Would you like to make some money?" And
Would you
they're
like
like,
to earn
"Yeah."
$35?
Whoa!
Whoa! Think all the nuke we could buy.
We could retire. And oh yeah, there's a weird cartoon for the rehabs that
Yeah, like
plays.
a propaganda cartoon. So it's like a almost a John Chryssicalusi fucking looking. The guy who did Ren and Stimpy. It looks like Ren and Stimpy style.
Yeah. Yeah, this is where they frame RoboCop for killing a nun, and it causes one of the anchors to walk out.
Yeah, she's like, "This is fucking bullshit. Can you believe this shit? Fuck this shit. Fuck you, OCP. I'm gonna fucking go home. Fuck y'all."
Except she doesn't say that, because this
No,
movie
it's
doesn't
not nearly
swear.
as
Well, it
not
says
nearly as
shit a
tone deaf.
lot,
Yeah.
but it's, yeah. And, yeah, Nico, remember her? She hacks the feed, because, oh, yeah, Lazarus was captured.
Yeah, Lazarus got yeah. Was that at the raid? I can't remember.
Yeah, I was at the raid, and, like, some of the other people were like, "Bertha's dead, the dream's dead,"
Yeah,
like.
our fearless leader was gunned down. We can't do this no more. And then,
They have to be like, "No, we gotta hold out till Friday. They can't.
midnight, midnight on Friday. We have a day left. We can do this."
All we have to do is not leave."
Yeah, just sit down.
But yeah, she hacks the feed for Casey Wong's stuff, sees him, I thought doing blow, but who? She says she was blowing his nose, the news anchor.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Because she's got to rescue Lazarus, who's being held at the news station.
I guess.
Which
I don't
think
it's an
OCP.
Well, maybe the news station is an OCP. I could buy that.
Yeah. Yeah, I could buy that for a dollar.
Yeah. We see that guy, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So she does that, and the cops now have joined the resistance, and we have a big battle. Mm-hmm. And after all this, RoboCop's still in this movie. Remember him?
Yeah, yeah.
We haven't seen him. He's been doing I don't know what. Since the car, I guess, walking back, because he never gets another car.
Yeah, he's trying to find everybody.
And he goes back to the ruined base and is like, what's going on here?
Oh,
and Atomo is there, and they have what could charitably be described as a fight.
Yeah, they have a conflict. They'll call it that.
Well, Atomo just decides to jump and do flips and just kick him a bunch, mm-hmm. and then use his sword.
Yeah, which, to be fair, probably could normally beat RoboCop, since he doesn't have a dynamic range of motion, but
mobility, yeah, in the slightest.
RoboCop is able to do the one thing Atomo didn't account on: shooting him in the head.
Yeah, with a bomb. Yeah, he uses the thankfully Atomo cuts off the one arm that RoboCop would use for his gun arm, mm-hmm. so it was like he never lost it.
Yeah, it was almost like, you know, you cut that arm off, and then it's just perfect to put your gun hand back on.
Yeah, is it his attachment, like he's a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. That's funny.
And, yeah, he's got gun and chainsaw, all that you need for law enforcement.
Or lawn enforcement.
Hey.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so Atomo is defeated. No more Atomo.
Yeah, Atomo's out of this forever.
Gone.
Gone for good.
And Nico can hack the TV stations and says all the other people in Detroit, because this is about Cadillac Hills. Mm. Just Cadillac Hills.
Just Cadillac Hills is the one spot left, you see.
Well, because, you know, like, there's other people in Detroit watching it and just, like, you know, watching Jackie Gleason while they eat. And just like, oh, wow, those rehabs are...
Well,
doing...
those people have already, they're the ones who already relocated, you see.
Yeah. And I guess it's a bigger deal and they don't really know what's up. And they're like, you got to rise up till Friday. Saturday, you can sit back down.
You gotta rise up to Friday.
People of Detroit, you gotta stand in fright.
Until midnight Friday.
End of EOD mid Friday.
I don't know why that just tickles me so much. It's just like a rebellion with a timetable. I like that.
I can believe in this rebellion for at least 12 hours.
I'm prepared to stand. But not till 12:01 I clock out. All right,
12:01.
I'm going back to
booked
work.
Solid. Yeah. I have to sit back down. Can't rise up that long. And if you rise up for longer than 4 hours, you have to call a doctor.
Yeah, you call Dr. Lazarus.
Oh, but RoboCop is wounded. He's been kicked over and he can't get up.
Yeah, he's,
but
like, so he's in turtle mode.
I guess he ran out of juice.
I guess that was what they were trying to imply there, right? Because I think it showed the little meter thing, like, not meter, but the percentage, how much percent
power he had. He's been walking for 12 straight hours to get to the other side of Detroit.
It took him forever. Forever.
He could use so much baby food.
And
then
Yamaha heart's going to give out.
And then Atomo kicked him over in the middle of the desert. Why won't you flip RoboCop over?
Why not, Leon?
And so RoboCop crawls to the jetpack. And then, hey, the jetpack. It's the one thing everyone remembers about this movie.
Yay! Literally, it's like, I think I mentioned it in the last one. Like, because I have old comic books. And sometimes if you flip through, you see those old ads. And every... RoboCop 3 ad, it's him with the fucking jetpack every time, because it's the coolest part of the movie.
Yeah, and it all happens like with 10 minutes left in the movie.
It's like a 20-second scene.
Yeah, he flies in. It doesn't look great. He blows up a tank.
I did. I to be fair, I did like it. I mean,
Yeah.
it's fine for what it is. I just wish there was more of it and more of a point for it.
Well, and also, like, why couldn't one of the Atomos fly then and give him an airborne threat, thus that he has a jetpack to
Oh
salt
yeah.
like a helicopter or
Yeah,
something?
costs way too much money.
Oh yeah, you're right. Like,
It's like,
what if you made like an Ed 209 that flew?
yeah, that would work. Yeah,
Like it had a helicopter
that'd be
kind of
cool.
thing, like drones.
Yeah, that I mean that'd be neat. Yeah, get rid of those stupid legs and kind of have it like, I mean, fuck it, have it hover or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be down for that, but again, I mean,
Yeah, it's money.
budget.
It doesn't.
Yeah, but I don't think we mentioned the police of Detroit have all gathered in this one street because the rehabs are all coming down this one street. You know, it's Main Street, Detroit, and Cadillac Hill Heights. That's, center of everything in Detroit.
This is the heart of Detroit.
Yeah, and the Sergeant Reed's like, everybody who doesn't want to fight, fuck off. Everybody else has been fully deputized by the police department of Detroit. Get off your asses, flip over some cars. We gotta get in a fight.
And yeah, they do. Oh, a fight where they just kind of shoot at each other, then RoboCop kills
They
everybody.
shoot. Okay, both sides shoot at each other. Nobody hits anybody.
G.I. Joe shit. Remember what I was
No, it's
saying?
total GI. Like, this is the part that's most egregious to me, because, like, they're all, like, firing down, and it's like everybody went to stormtrooper school, because nobody can hit a goddamn thing. Except we see the one guy with the trucker hat get wounded, but he's fine. He'll be fine. That's about it. And then
Yeah.
the RoboCop swoops in and he destroys the tank.
Yeah, swoops in, destroys the tank, causes the rehabs to stop till at least midnight. And then,
Well, he
like.
shoots all the rehabs. That's the other thing too, is he
Yeah.
shoots all the rehabs.
And then, like. And probably my favorite, because I think it's ridiculous just how it looks. Like, he stops and waves, and everyone's like, it's RoboCop, but he's clearly not there.
He's not even a shadow. It's like, hey, everybody, I'm gonna go to the tower. Like, you did it,
Oh.
RoboCop. You blew up that tank.
Yeah, you gotta go get Daggett and put him, like, and then he goes and he's like, dead or alive, you're coming with me. Spoilers, he doesn't.
No,
Nope.
he doesn't. He deads there. Basically, I mean, Daggett has the suitcase that he's been carrying with him for a while. And also, when he was in the hotel, he was talking to Mako about fucking, I can't even remember. But he turns on, like, he presses a button in the suitcase, and that's when the two extra Atomos show up.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, you don't understand. I got an insurance. And then he, two. But yeah, he somehow RoboCop wounds one or like causes one of their
I think
faces to fuck up.
he shoots one in the face a bunch, doesn't he? And it causes
Yeah.
the one, like, is I like that look. That was really cool, where his, like, whole face was, like, cracked.
Yeah. And so he has to fight both of them. And but Nico but and Lazarus, they break out. OCP's in ruins. And yeah, the CEO and Johnson, they just bail.
Yeah, they get the fuck out of there. McDaggett's like, where are you going? The fun's about to start. And then as RoboCop is trying to deal with the Atomos, that's when Neeko, she goes to the suitcase, right? And she hacks them, basically.
She hacks the Atomos so that they fight each other.
Yeah, they target each other.
And he's like, you don't understand. They've been rigged with so much explosive, they'll level the building.
They're
And I was
both
like,
rigged with a neutron bomb. Everything in 20 yards is going to be completely atomized. What?
and RoboCop's like, oh, cool. And so he
Sweet.
gets on his jetpack and he picks up Nico and Lazarus and then
Well,
he
he gets
flies
on.
away.
First, he gets on his jetpack, and then he roasts McDaggett's feet.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He completely, like, not incinerate. He burns fucking Daggett's feet, so he collapses. So as he picks up Neeko and Dr. Lazarus and flies out of Omni Consumer Corp Tower, the McDaggett is trying to crawl to the thing to press the no button, but he doesn't make it, and he has this whole moment where he turns, like, black and white, and then back to color, and then he just
And OCP, the building, has been destroyed.
yeah, everything within 20 yards of that building is gone.
Which means they probably won't hit their Friday deadline.
Yeah, I think midnight's going to pass and they're going to
That'll show them. The bank can't take it.
Can't take a hole in the ground, can you, fuckers?
That's a, you know, just burn the fucker to the ground before they repossess it.
It's like, that's that uncompromising nature of CP. You want it, you can have it. It's like in Bioshock when Andrew Ryan burned down that forest because the bank wanted to take the land. It's like, fine, yeah. Fuck it.
Yeah. The CEO, Mako, shows up, fires the CEO, because he has a great idea for gentrification.
Yeah, he's like, come on, we'll put in some shopping malls, a town square, and a farmer's market. People will fucking flock back here. Come on, isn't it great? And then, yeah, Mako fires him. Mako
bows to RoboCop.
Bows to RoboCop, because he is, I mean, well-played RoboCop in this game of not chess I was playing. And, yeah.
Well, and then RoboCop's like, that was great work. What can you call me? And RoboCop's, my friends call me Murphy, but you can call me
Rob O Cop.
Yeah, like ends.
Yeah. Da, 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 da,
da, da, da, da. Yeah. That is, yeah, the theme song for RoboCop's
awesome.
Great.
It's great. Music might be the best part of this whole bitch. My final note here is, meh, this has some good ideas in places, but poor execution. It is very dull, but has a really cool supporting cast.
That's, yeah, man.
You know.
Fuck this movie.
Yeah, it's not great, and I'll never watch it again.
it's clearly the worst.
Yeah, so far. Very much so. It's like a huge pit. Like, I think both of our lists are probably the same. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, what a time to be alive.
what a listing, huh? The right.
What a surprising circumstance. This is why you came here, right?
Yeah, we give you the information that you need to know.
Yeah,
I will say though, like after this, I'm even more intrigued to see what the reboot, like where that might fall, because I'm sure I'll like the reboot more than this one. But I don't know. I'm just intrigued to see like, I don't know. Maybe I'm being naive, but I don't know. I'm interested to see the reboot, though, like going forward. Because this, I don't want to watch this again. This ain't great.
I'm never watching this again.
Don't seek it out. I mean, if you buy like a collection of it, fine. Like put it next to the others and acknowledge that it's among them. But don't watch it.
But I will give up because this week I completed the video game that takes place in between 2 and 3.
How was
that game's great. RoboCop Rogue City is awesome.
Nice.
It is a nice time, and actually watching this movie made more sense because there's a note and it's like, oh, this person went to go join Bertha in the resistance, and I was like, what the fuck
cool.
is Bertha, because I didn't know. I didn't watch RoboCop 3,
right?
But that's nice.
I mean, at least like
it
said,
bridges the gap.
Yeah, it bridges the gap, and it's nice that they can connect some stuff. And like I said, like there are ideas in here that I think if they were like executed better, probably had a bigger budget, more time, this, that, the other thing, like could have been really cool. Like it's one of those where it's more disappointing in as much as it had some neat potential, but it got squandered because of the realities of the movie that they're making.
Yeah, this is one of those where like
it's like Superman 4.
Yeah, well,
except Superman 4 way more enjoyable.
Remember when we were like, man, why did Orion go out of business?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can't, like, it's hard to capture lightning in a bottle 3 times.
I mean, yeah, it's just, it's not worth anyone's time.
Not really, unless you're really a completionist, because, like, sometimes there are movies where I'm like, yeah, it's a total popcorn movie, you can just watch it on, like, a Friday night for a movie night, and just, like, chill, sit back, and, you know, kind of enjoy. Not really, this is too dull. This is just, we kind of glossed over that, but for me, my biggest takeaway was this is boring.
Like, oh, yeah. We really skipped boring. A lot of stuff that happened in the movie because it's just not worth mentioning or
well,
doesn't
just
go anywhere.
On.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And I think that was also a big problem with the second one where some things were just like, and this is shorter than the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Like the other one is like 2 hours and this is like an hour 45, something like that.
It's
not
an hour
credits.
44, but like 7 minutes of credits.
Yeah. So
So it's an hour and a half, basically.
I would say watch RoboCop 1 and 2, and then, you know.
Yeah, I mean, really, just you can also just be happy watching just the first one.
I'd say watching them both are fine.
Yeah, know. No, this, but, like, the first is...
First is obviously the best one, but, I mean, yeah. Like, as a, you know, like, the tiers of, like, there's, like, a popcorn movie, like, RoboCop 2 totally fits that. You can sit back and watch RoboCop and be thoroughly entertained. I cannot say the same about this one.
Yeah. And, yeah,
which is a shame because the, like I said, I really liked the character actors they had in this one.
If only the movie was better.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if only. But yeah, next time we will be watching RoboCop. And then after that, you know where we're going, people? Space. We've been to space. We're going to finish out Star Trek. We're going to finish out the last three.
Yeah, because we have a lot of loose threads.
Yeah, we got a lot of loose ends, and I want to wrap some shit up. So we're gonna watch the Kelvin timeline movies: Star Trek 2009, Star Trek Into Darkness, and then Star Trek Beyond.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
I am too.
I love the 2009 Star Trek. So
yeah, that one's really good. And I hear that I think I saw something about a new movie. So.
Yeah, I think they're actually gonna. Get some stuff off the ground for a new one. So yeah, we'll see what's gonna happen.
Yeah, but until then, I'm Devin.
I'm Dayton.
Thanks for listening, everybody. See ya.
Peace.